come.
You know what Baba has said about his miracles. My miracles are not like giving sight to the blind or raising the dead or anything like that. And says, I'll make you blind to illusion and I'll make you die to yourself and all that is there. But besides that, he says, my real miracle is this, that in spite of all the adversities and traumatic experiences, you continue to hold on to me. In spite of it, that is my miracle of love for them.
I do believe, I think that is absolutely true. Experience.
So whenever I see him, I say, well, this is Baba's miracle that he's come here. It's not raising the dead and all that is miracle, you see. I don't call that a miracle, Baba. My miracle is this. In greatest of adversities and calamities, you are firm and hold on to me. That is my miracle of love.
I think he makes us strong through those things.
Yeah.
You know?
And because of his love. That's a testimony to his love for you. That he makes you sail through all these things and yet be steadfast.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does seem that suffering is really associated with the spiritual life.
So it seems.
You know? No, it is not so seems. So it seems is not the right thing. It is.
It is.
Mm-hmm. You have your back towards me, he says. The only thing that can turn you to face me is calamity, pain, suffering. It makes you turn towards me.
Makes you rely on your own.
Turn towards me.
Yes, to Baba. It makes you want to use that inner resource.
That's about the best I've heard it put.
Uh-huh.
That calamities and pain, he says, makes you turn towards him.
Yeah.
That theme, I felt for a long time that meetings, you know, when we talk about Baba at the meetings, that would be resisted to talking, you know, really dealing with or talking about what Baba had said about suffering. People wouldn't want to talk about it. But there's a lot more sharing about that going on there.
People say, what is the suffering? When we begin to love him, why is the suffering? They think that, well, there should be no suffering when we begin to love him.
The suffering is going away. I sense that I'm not attached to suffering.
The suffering, sufferings bring you to us. It gives us a good figure about having your back towards the sun. What happens to your shadow? Where is it? When you have your back towards the sun, there is the shadow right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So you play with the shadow. And you get so entangled and enmeshed in the play of the shadows that you don't pay heed to the sun that creates the shadow. So as soon as you turn towards me, face me, then the shadow, of course, is there, but you have no concern about the shadow.
Mm-hmm.
But how will you turn? Because you're so entangled with the shadow and mixed with the play of it.
You get sick of it.
No. The only way to get either sick of the play or get yourself sick and suffer. And then gradually it makes you turn towards you.
Mm-hmm.
You have no enticement for the shadow left. And that's why suffering is most important. It plays a great role in our getting towards us.
But is there a time that you get, is there a place that you get to where you don't want to be attached to suffering anymore? You seem there's no suffering anymore.
Yeah. When it goes beyond you. when
there's no suffering anymore.
When suffering itself becomes the remedy.
Yeah.